Right, well, Mary, today you must be really pleased to hear that the reports concerning minimum tourism safety standards have been approved.
Yes, today's vote in the European Parliament is a positive step in our campaign to improve carbon monoxide safety standards across the European Union. We remember the tragic case of Bobby and Christy Shepherd, who died 9 years ago on the October half-term holiday with their father, Neil, poisoned by carbon monoxide from a faulty gas boiler. And the family's dearest wish is that no other family should suffer a tragedy like they have. And we're very pleased to see this report go through in the European Parliament today.
I know this is a case you've been working on for a number of months, a number of years. Just how justified do you feel like you've put the work in and now the result has come through?
Well, this is a first step. It's important that the Commission now comes back, and it's also vitally important that member states, that national governments like our own, support the Commission when they come back with proposals. When they've made suggestions and proposals in the past, the UK government has said there's no need for this sort of new lawmaking, and that they don't think this is a good use of European Union time. Let's not forget also that Tory and UKIP MEPs in the European Parliament today voted against this report, something which I think is a great disappointment to people across Yorkshire.
Of course, that must be a case, because this really is a case that this will help the people in Yorkshire if they are to go on a holiday.
I don't think anybody imagines that they could go on a family holiday with a British tour operator and suffer this type of tragedy. We now have Thomas Cook saying it wants to see this type of protection across Europe. It is going to be working with the European hotel industry, and we look forward to them changing their stance on this, because it's the hoteliers at European level that are really resistant against this. We wouldn't go to a hotel that didn't have a smoke alarm or a sprinkler system. We shouldn't be going to hotels that don't have these carbon monoxide monitors.
And in terms of a timescale, would you say there is a particular timescale in place now for these changes, if they are to be implemented, to be made?
Well, it's taken 9 years for us to get to this point, so I don't think anybody's holding their breath, but it's important that we keep moving forward on this and that we do not let go of this issue. Bobby and Christy's deaths must not have been in vain.